You're listening to the Taylor Merrick Podcast, the world's first and only three-in-one podcast.
On what?
You'll just have to find out. Here's your host, Taylor Merrick.
Okay, so welcome back to another episode in the Taylor Merrick Podcast. I'm your host, Taylor Merrick. I really don't need to introduce myself. It's my show, you know who it is. I'm recording this in the car and trying a different format. I'm not sure exactly what to call it. Maybe a car talk episode or Taylor on the road. So I figure now that I actually have a commute for work, as we moved, over the summer, I finally have some time to now record a show, or at least another episode. So welcome. If you're a longtime listener, welcome back. If you're a new listener, welcome. I hope you get something valuable out of today's show, as always. TaylorMerrick.com/podcast, where you can find all of the episodes. We have well over 100, and we've been downloaded well over 100,000 times. So going on 2006, roundabouts, welcome. So I'm actually wondering, if you guys want me to cover certain topics on the show, I know that initially when I started this show, just for a bit of backstory, I called this the 3-in-1 podcast on finance, business, and technology. It kind of morphed over the years into maybe somewhat more recently just being about me sharing thoughts, maybe documenting my life. I'm thinking of maybe redoing it brand-wise again in terms of what I'm going to cover on the show. Still have the 3-in-1 podcast on, but instead this time it'll be on life, business, and technology, because those are three things I still can't shake, and I definitely got stories from life to share, stories from business to share, and stories from technology, although maybe not necessarily technology. Maybe if I just want to rant on some technology aspect, that's when I'll usually talk about something technology related. You see, I also do another show called The Latest in Tech News, where we cover the latest in tech gadget gaming news. And that's kind of where I get time to rant a little bit. Not a whole lot. Let's see what's going on with traffic here. Everybody wants to break, and I'm not planning on breaking. It's funny, everybody goes, oh, it's really scary going around this turn. Well, in this turn, in realm of the commute, I can actually take the turn at 60. And the rest of you can't. So, that's how you do that. Just keep on going. Wow, it's incredible. So yeah, maybe it'd be a little bit more apt because it's like car talk, me driving. I like to commentate sometimes about what's going on the road. So if you happen to hear me talking about goofy stuff like that, there you go. And if you're not going to increase your speed, I am not. Wow, it's incredible. You can actually drive your car. That's kudos for you. Now go back to Minnesota, where you came from. So, life has definitely taken an interesting turn, has it not, in 2020? For me, it has. A couple unexpected things happened, and a couple of planned things happened, and it just made 2020 a really interesting year so far. Here we are in October. If you're listening to this in the future, well, maybe you can look back on 2020 and be like, yeah, that year sucked. And if you're born after 2020 and you're listening to this, or you're too young to remember what happened in 2020, whew, let's just say you lucked out on a lot of stuff. So, in terms of life, life topic maybe covered today, you know, sometimes you got to be flexible. It's one thing that I've learned in 2020, again, it seems to be a never-ending lesson of relearning it, or just learning it. It's probably a matter of improvement, not like, oh, you suck at being flexible, so we're just going to force it down your throat and make you enjoy it, you know, like eating broccoli, you know, when you're forced to as a kid. My kids can relate, because they don't eat their food, so they throw a fit. So that makes for great evenings. But sometimes it's just a good reminder to be flexible, because I wasn't too interested in having a commute to work now, but now that I do, I kind of don't mind it. I also switched to a singular route for my career, and that kind of helped out a lot of things. I used to be all over the place, and I used to have a collection of routes, and now I'm just doing one. And it's one that I've kind of been familiar with since I've started. And so I really never needed to worry about where is this location at? Do I have to worry about other things happening? No, it's all consistent. I've seen it all before. Nothing new. Nothing changes really much on that route. So it's easy. One benefit I did find out in terms of being flexible is I'm now able to listen to a couple episodes of shows that I've been wanting to keep an eye on or listen to for one reason or another that I didn't really before. I mean, I kind of did, but I didn't have like a consistent time where I could. But now that I'm just on a singular route, now I have the time and it's been beneficial. So it has its perks. And then the commute, I have more time. So now I'm thinking, well, maybe if I can get more episodes of the Taylor Merritt podcast out, that'll be great. And it would be reminiscent, if any, of me vlogging while I'm going to Dajia to buy something. Because I'd be driving down the road on my bike and then people would be looking at me. But that's not really too different here in America. In America, everybody cares less and everybody cares about themselves more. And everybody's on their phone all the time talking to themselves. So, or to somebody, hopefully. If not, they probably need some help. So, yeah, that's life for you. In terms of business, I've had an interesting year in business. I vowed to myself that I wouldn't shut down this one project that I was working on, and I had to. It was just way too stressful, and I'm still trying to figure out how to get through all of that. So hopefully if you also run a business, you're a young entrepreneur or you're a business owner of really any age, maybe you can relate to this, having to close down projects. I hate closing down projects. I really hate it. But I didn't even have any time to mourn, because guess what? Or grieve, or get over it, because guess what? I had to get over it. So that kind of stunted everything. I'm almost wondering if maybe it was a smart decision to even start it. However, I wouldn't have learned what I learned having the business and the project contained therein. And I like how people on this particular stretch of road go, oh, well, it's cleared up, so I need to do 70. And then they run into all the rest of the traffic, and they all just look idiotic. Here's something funny. If you just do the speed limit, and you go along with the flow of traffic, and you don't bum rush your butt everywhere, you'll actually find out you'll get there at the exact same time instead of looking like an idiot. That's what you look like to me, and now you've just been recorded for all time on a podcast episode, so congratulations. yeah, in business, it's almost like, should I have taken that hit? I mean, to some extent, I really hate taking hits. I really hate taking the failures that go along with it, feelings of rejection and feeling dejected, feeling discouraged, really hating all of that. So I just wanted to let you know, running a business isn't all fun and cheerful flowers and everything. It sucks. I don't know why I keep doing it to myself. It's almost like, oh, look, if I have an excuse to whack myself over the head with a bat, why not? But I don't. It's weird, because sometimes I look at it that way, and then other times I look at it as a blessing, because I learn things from it. And I know what you're going to say, oh, well, Thomas Edison had, like, hundreds of tests he did, almost close to 1,000 tests that he did before he found the light bulb that worked. And it's like, well, yeah, how is that supposed to be encouraging to me? I mean, I sat here and I suffered, and I know he suffered. He's like, how do you just get this stupid light bulb to work? Maybe that's just something that goes along with curiosity, and curiosity killing the cat. Maybe there's a little bit more to that quote than I realized. And it's definitely something to think about, though. I mean, curiosity is a good thing. The things that you probably did that could have been avoided, you either A, overlooked, or B, didn't plan enough of. Now, that being said, you can't plan for everything, but you should be able to fall within a range where you feel comfortable enough that it's going to hold together and work. Like, obviously, when you put a boat together, you know, you should feel fairly confident in the materials that you use, the construction of it, putting everything together, that'll just work. Why is the boat sinking? I don't know why. I'm sick of Tyrannus. I hate building boats. Blah, 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 blah. You know, nobody likes building boats anymore, but somehow people are building boats and making money off of it and selling it for a profit, and they seem to be enjoying it. Why do I have to go through all this experience and not enjoy it? Why does it have to be like I'm pulling hairs out of my head? It reminds me of conversations I've had with individuals when they're like, oh, you could be like a computer IT guy. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'll go bald. No, I think I'll just go bald doing whatever I wanted to do anyway. So what's the point? But I'd rather be doing this than computer IT stuff, because I already know how it is with troubleshooting computers. So those are my thoughts for business. Hopefully you learn something from that. It's not as glamorous as it could be taken to be. There's a lot of hard work put into it, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, a lot of failures that go on, a lot of lessons to be learned, hard lessons, some worse than others. It's like, I'm old enough, I'm in my 30s. You know, I'm not dumb, I'm actually fairly smart. I know what's going on, I know what to do, but I can't plan for every eventuality, and why doesn't it just not work? Well, you can only do so much, leave the results up to God. Something I've been having to go back and learn again and again and again, and the Venom Brothers and their expert ownership podcast actually has kind of been helping out with that. I like the quote that they have, that they said that was stapled to their ceiling when they were growing up, which is, I just covered it. Give me a minute. It's something like, actions come first, the motivational come after, now get up. Something along those lines. I might be paraphrasing it, but it's kind of true. You know, I can't tell you how many times I haven't felt motivated to want to do anything, and it's not a bad thing. It's kind of disappointing when things that you had hoped would work, and not even in the perfect, absolute 100% way that you plan it to work. Life being what it is, it just wanted it to work. You know? And then you don't feel motivated to do it anymore. And the light's green. I think we can go. can we go? So, that was one quote that's been helping out. The other quote that the Venom Brothers shared, was something along the lines of, do your best and leave the results up to God. So I've been learning that, and hopefully sharing that with you kind of helps as well if you're running a business and you're struggling. I'd love to have further conversations if you are also a business owner, because I know a lot of the times we feel alone. There's nobody here with us alongside with the journey, nobody that we can reach out to or depend on, like a coach or a mentor. And I'm not going to say, you know, because coaches and mentors don't exist. And I think that, I just got passed by a family member. That's funny. But, you know, having a group of like-minded individuals who are having a shared experience can do a lot to help bolster and motivate each other and keep each other accountable. It's how I'm viewing it. So I'd love to talk with you. Send me an email or fill out the something on Twitter. I'm at Taylor Merrick on Twitter. But I hope that this episode has been beneficial to you. If there's any other subjects or topics you want to cover, maybe around life or maybe questions that you have or something regarding business you're wondering about, let me know. I'd be happy to cover that and go over that and see about being more of a help and beneficial to you in life, in business, and maybe I'll share something from technology from time to time. But with that being said, that will wrap up this episode. I know I've kind of been rambling and it's kind of been a long one. Keep being awesome, and I'll see you on the flip side.